You've been listening to Pandemonium. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, PA, at WRCT.org. Thanks for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito.
In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates...
Reach the...
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
G.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me.
Yeah. Strongbow, they're all going under the thunder of Manitoba. I don't mind if I got
Outside, and the highway when it's late at night, got the radio on, I'm like a roadrunner. You and me. That's what I wanna know. Can you be? Yeah. deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman's every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me, je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me slowly, hit me quick, hit me.
Tell me about the mystery dance. I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me? Cause I tried and I tried and I'm still Mr. Fat. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. Well, I was down under the covers in the middle of the night, trying to discover my left foot from my right. See those pictures in a magazine, but what's the use of looking when you don't know what they mean? Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me? Cause I tried and I tried and I'm still Mr. Fat. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied.
Thank you. I'm so educated. You know what I think? I think the whole world stinks, and I convoluted. I'm so convoluted that I'm so agitated. And sometimes I think I'd be better off dead, just like my cousin Fred.
All around me. My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Nuclear Holocaust. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Now and forever.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, my friends, if you're hearing this message, and it is a special message, it is because we are at the start of my paternity leave. Yes, it's been, it feels like it's been 3 years of pregnancy for my fiance. But I'm told it's been like 9.5 months. But I'm telling you, it's been like 3 years in my head. That phase is coming to an end, and I am going to be taking a little bit of time off. If you want to follow the news and adventure, at some point I will post something to my social media. But who knows what it's going to be like on the other side. So we've got some great themed episodes coming up for you. We've got a lot of different things planned. The news will continue and we will be here with you in one form or another. And then eventually I'm going to be back. It's quite exciting times, 2022, all of these incredible things. And I will be back with everybody. So keep an eye on my social media. Exciting times. Enjoy this next episode. One thing that absolutely delights me is Republican infighting. Fight amongst yourselves, please. Today, our deep dive into the grand old party not getting along with each other. One of the real questions that we are going to answer merely by observing the American political landscape for the next, I think in the next few months, it will become clear, is whether the sparks of a Republican civil war that we saw 2 months ago will turn into a fire. And there are sort of two possible paths forward. It's conceivable that right-wing media and the Republican Party will realize, whoa, we are in real rough shape. Trump lost the House for us in 2018. Trump lost the Senate for us in 2020. Trump lost the White House for us in 2020. We have nothing. So we have to unite. We can't have a Republican civil war where right-wing media and elected officials are on opposing sides. And even within the Republican Party, there could be a civil war between people like Mitt Romney and people like Lauren Bobo Boebert or Marjorie Taylor Greene. Right. So there's a number of different civil wars that could take place. The alternative is that there is a Republican civil war where one side of the Republican Party accuses the other of not having stood behind Trump enough, of being willing to compromise with Joe Biden, whatever. And that we see a civil war develop. Sean Hannity earlier this week signaled that he is at least willing to foment this civil war, apparently turning on Mitch McConnell and threatening at the time he was the Senate majority leader. Now he's the Senate minority leader, thanks to Democrats taking control of the Senate. Take a listen to this.
Mitch, I will give you an A+ on getting constitutionalist judges on the bench. Been great on judges. But frankly, it looks like it's time now If you're going to go along with all of this nonsense, we need new leadership in the U.S. Senate. You can represent the people of Kentucky. You're showing basically right now that you're the king of the establishment Republicans that, frankly, have always had and remain having contempt for President Trump, but more importantly, the 75 million Americans that voted for him. Americans want somebody that will fight for their values and principles, not scheme behind closed doors with your buddy Chuckie Schumer. Every Republican in the Senate.
So much like with Maria Bartiromo, Sean Hannity's direct line to the president ended.